This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The individuals in a global diplomacy case returned to their home countries of Canada and China on Saturday after being freed hours earlier. Canadians Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig were welcomed home by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after their plane landed in Calgary, Alberta, early Saturday. They were arrested in 2018 in China, less than 2 weeks after the arrest of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou in Canada on a U.S. extradition request. All three were detained for more than 1,000 days. Meng's flight to China landed minutes after Spavor and Kovrig landed in Canada. Before Meng's arrival, her pending return was the main news development on China Central Television's midday news report. At a hastily arranged news conference late Friday, Trudeau said, for the past 1,000 days, Spavor and Kovrig have shown strength, perseverance, resilience, and grace. Meng was under house arrest in Canada until she reached a deal with the U.S. Justice Department allowing her to go home. The U.S. accuses her of fraud in her transactions with banks on behalf of Huawei. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken put out a statement welcoming the release of the two Canadians after what he called more than 2.5 years of arbitrary detention. Local and federal officials say no migrants remain Friday in the Texas border encampment where almost 15,000 people, most of them Haitians, had converged just days earlier seeking asylum. It's a dramatic change from last Saturday when the number peaked as migrants driven by confusion over the Biden administration's policies and misinformation on social media converged at the border crossing at Del Rio, Texas. VOA News.